Stormlake Radio, talking Stormlake St. Mary's boys basketball with Coach Nick Landgraf. And Coach, only one senior you graduated. He was an important player on last year's team, that being Eric Broich, but a lot back to work with. So what kind of progress do you feel you've made in the offseason and in the practice the last couple weeks here?
Well, we've seen a lot of guys improve tremendously over the offseason. I think ultimately it's going to be more than just Michael that teams have to worry about. A lot of guys have improved their outside shot, being more aggressive attacking the rim, hopefully get to the free throw line a bit more as well.
Well, teams will have to worry about Michael DeMars. Nice to bring back 25 points per game.
Absolutely, but it's a challenge offensively for us when teams start to key in on him. So we really need to have some other guys step up. And, you know, from a leadership standpoint, he does an outstanding job inside out. I mean, he's a complete offensive player.
Let's hear about some of those other guys.
Well, for other seniors, we've got Zach Rowling, Zach Lenhart, and Connor Karstens. And Zach Lenhart's improved tremendously, much more aggressive attacking the rim, much better outside shot. Connor's gotten a lot better in the post, more aggressive as well. Juniors, we've got Will Hurd and Tanner Snyder. Will's improved tremendously, and will have to be a key component of our offense this year. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of guys that are 6'10 playing 1A ball, so we want to make sure we get him involved. Tanner's a very good outside shooter as well. And then with the sophomores, we've got Jake Heitman, Chakachumalu, Rath Yak, Alex Merton, and Dawson Miller, and a very athletic group there. You've seen a lot of players step up and just put in a lot of time in the offseason, and it shows.
Collectively, be nice to have a more consistent scoring along with Michael, but what is especially going to have to improve for the team for you to make strides collectively?
Well, I've really liked what I saw out of the team during practice here the first couple of weeks. I think the Jamboree was a little bit of a challenge for us. It didn't look like the team I've seen over the last couple of weeks. I'm sure nerves had a little bit to do with it. We just looked like we played tight. Effort was there defensively, but just forced a lot of the issue offensively. A lot of turnovers that were unnecessary, and that'll be a big thing for us is on the offensive end, making good decisions, limiting turnovers, and then defensively making sure we're protecting the rim.
Yeah, but it was good to have an experience here at the Jamboree facing a Lakes Conference team in Cherokee.
Yes, Cherokee's very athletic. They got several good players I know that have been playing AAU the last couple of summers, so they're coming along, and I think, you know, that'll help us out come the first week of the season, seeing a tougher opponent in the Jamboree.
And Nick, you've got a face familiar in Pantherland helping you as your right-hand man this year.
I'm very excited to have Josh DeMars back in the fold this year. You look at a player that's probably improved the most out of anyone I've coached over a four-year period. I mean, he didn't even suit varsity as a freshman, and you really look at his senior year before he went down with that severe ankle sprain. I think he, you know, could have been in the conversation for All-State based on his scoring and his shooting proficiency. So having someone like that in the fold, just from a developmental standpoint, seeing how he blossomed over 4 years, it's great to have someone like that to work with our younger guys and work on fundamentals with them.
Yeah, big help, definitely. And Chris Bachman broadcasting your season opener against Clay Central Everly on Mix 101.7. And then later in the week on Friday on the Moose 92.9 when you visit Alta Aurelia. And getting your thoughts on the conference this year. Tell me what you think. Should be some solid teams. I know a few bring back a couple of quality players at least. I'm not sure there's going to be one dominant team in the conference this year. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there's going to be a lot of parity in the conference this year, more so than the last several years. Alta Aurelia lost one key player, McCormick, off of last year's squad. A lot of athletes they like to push, scrappy defensive team. Pocahontas has the best post player in the conference, and Austin Roteman, and a good team around him as well, filling roles. They'll be a challenge. Southeast Valley lost a couple of key rotation players, but they've got the Jasky kid back inside, and you know, he's a handful. And then South Central Calhoun as well. I don't know if they really lost anything out of their rotation, and they were a pretty scrappy team that we faced last season, so that'll be a challenge as well.
Nick, thanks a lot for the time. All the best to you and the guys.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Stormlake St. Mary's boys basketball coach Nick Landgraf on Stormlake Radio.